Testament. There are many stories that God reveals to us how important it is for God to have relationship with humanity, and how it is important for God's people to live together in community. We can read story after story of God trying to build a community that follows his plan. We read how lives are affected when they follow his plan, and when they choose to turn away from his plan. In the New Testament, Jesus comes to present God to humanity in human form, living, walking, and sharing life with the disciples in community, showing them how to love one another, to teach one another, and to forgive one another. He also gives them real-life examples of learning to be in community with one another. There were times they had to lend a helping hand to each other. They had to encourage each other. They had to hold each other accountable. They had to support each other. And there were times they even had to question each other because of actions that just seemed to be a little bit off. Through the epistles, we see the beginning of the Christian church and the building of the churches throughout Rome, Philippi, Ephesus, Corinth, and Galatia. It seems sometimes that we are living in a world where everything's all about me. We seem to be about getting more things, more power, more money. We get so consumed in doing all that makes me happy that we don't have time to look after other people and build community. However, we must remember the scriptures that tell us that our purpose on earth is to love the Lord our God with all our heart, all our mind, all our strength, and our soul, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. In order to love our neighbors and to love God, we must live in relationship and community with them. When we are truly living in relationship with God and community, with other people, we will find happiness and contentment. Jesus told his disciples, as he tells us, that people will know his disciples by their love and the way we look after one another and respect one another. Living as lights, shining for him, we will draw others to him. God didn't design us to be lonely people. No man is an island. He made each one of us to be a part of a community. Community looks out for and cares for each other. It's about reflecting Christ to each other. Sometimes it's as simple as giving a cup of water to another person. It's about everyone here knowing they belong and they are a part of a group where people really look out after them. Sadly, many churches don't live in community. Lonely lives don't get changed, and we end up with churches full of people who turn up every week but do not serve with each other or grow closer to God with each other and really worship with each other. Lots of times, they don't even care about each other. And sometimes, they might not even like each other. That's not God's plan. Because God's plan for the church isn't for us to just turn up week after week. It's about being a group of people who are together as his community all the time. The Apostle Paul describes it as being a body. Not just any body, but Christ's body. In Acts chapter 2:42, we read about the early church and the community. They were fellowshipping, eating and praying together. Verse 42 says they cared for one another deeply. And 45 says they cared about people more than things. And verse 46 says they valued fellowship and hospitality, and that they were working together. Community must be a big deal for our church too. It doesn't have to cost us money. It just means really caring for each other. That's something each one of us can be a part of. God created the Sabbath as a special day. Sunday, the day that we come together and share. Some of us don't have the opportunity to be off every Sunday. Some of you have to work on Sunday. But everybody needs a day of Sabbath, a day to rest, a day where they don't have to worry about the things during the week of work and jobs and school. Instead, Sabbath is spent growing and spending time with God and the people around us. Sabbath is a special day to remind us how special the community of Christ is. In Hebrews 10:25, Paul writes, "Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching, the development of meaningful relationships, where every member carries a significant sense of belonging, is central to what it means to be the church. Loving relationships are the heart of a healthy, growing church. Jesus said people will know we are his disciples by our love. The church is a practical demonstration of how love builds authentic Christian community and brings others into the kingdom of God. Loving relationships are the mark of the church that will tell the world of a loving God. While preaching and programs may draw people to church, it will be the supportive relationships that are developed that will provide the glue that will enable the attendees to stay and engage in greater spiritual growth. Community grows every time someone chooses to make a phone call to check on another member. Community grows every time someone writes a note of encouragement or gives away a loaf of bread or a pie or invites a group of people to a meal or a social gathering or finds some other way of putting people above things or those jobs that always need to be done. Church is not about being alone, but being together as part of God's family, building a community. That is a really special and is God's dream for our church. And Sarah is going to read to us now from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 through 18.
For just as the body is one and has many members, excuse me, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body. I'm sorry. So it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. Indeed, the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot would say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear would say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many members, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. On the contrary, the members of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable, and those members of the body that we think less honorable, We clothe with greater honor, and our less respectable members are treated with greater respect. Whereas our more respectable members do not need this, but God has so arranged the body, giving the greater honor to the inferior member, that there may be no dissension within the body, but the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together with it. If one member is honored, all rejoice together with it. Now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it. And God has appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then deeds of power, then gifts of healing, forms of assistance, forms of leadership, and various kinds of tongues. Now is a children's moment.